making your way, living your lives, and building your way to a better career and better salaries, better credentials, better life within this racist nation. I'm going to stop in a minute, but I want to just tell you a story that comes back to my life. I don't know, a lot of lecturers, I admire Charles Hamilton, he's a good man, but I don't agree with him about everything. And a lot of people don't like to talk about their own lives, but I like to talk about my life. When I was 15, which is 3 years younger than the youngest people who are here tonight, I went to a really aristocratic school outside of Boston. It was a very elite prep school. And it was so elite that they didn't admit Jews for 200 years. That's pretty elite, you know. And when they finally did, they made a terrible mistake because they admitted me. The closest friend I had in my school was Catholic. And third closest friend was Presbyterian, and they used to make fun of him because he was Presbyterian, because he wasn't Episcopalian. So that was the highest point of aristocracy in Boston. Well, we all fought it out for 3 years, and it was hard because we all felt so hated by that school. And I never knew why they admitted me, but for some reason they did. When I was 15, my best friend, who's Catholic, he felt just like me. We both hated it because we didn't understand why they would have us there. And what he did was he went up to the attic of his father's house, and his father was probably like many of your fathers. He just made it. He'd made a lot of money. He had become a successfully cynical, rotten American citizen. He'd made enough money to buy an $80,000 house out in the suburbs. And his son, for some reason, by some mistake, had read Thoreau. And he went up to the attic of his father's house and hanged himself just before our sophomore year began. And I remember that night I was at home, I was eating dinner with my dad and mother, and the phone rang and it said, a guy called me up, he said, Jim's dead, he hanged himself. And I said, what do you mean? And he said he hanged himself from the rafters of his father's house. And the horrible thing was his father had lived in the borders of Boston for 20 years, and suddenly he'd made enough money to buy a house out in the suburbs. And the day he moved to the suburbs was the day that Jim killed himself. He went right up to the attic, and he hanged himself. He was my only friend at that school. I hated that school. And the whole fall was like a nightmare for us. This kid who had so much ethics in him, he killed himself. So I was alone. And I remember that 2 months passed by, and I didn't know what happened. It was like a nightmare. And suddenly it was December and they were playing hockey. And I remember the headmaster of the school wanted to be liberal. You must go through this here sometimes. So he said to me, well, why don't you come and sing in the choir at our Christmas service? And I'm a Jew, and I didn't want to sing at their damn Christmas service. Well, I forgot it for 5 years, 10 years. And last year, I suddenly remembered this event. And I keep thinking back on the time when that friend of mine, his name was Jim McDonald, he was an Irish Catholic kid, I keep thinking back on how we wanted so much to change our school. What we used to do is we used to skip out on class. You know, you like, you can do it in college. We used to skip out on class because we were the only good students in the class because the school was for Episcopalians and all stupid. The school was for society boys like Saltonstalls, and they weren't bright, so they admit one Jew and one Catholic, and we were number one and number two in the school. And that was it. And so we knew that, so we used to leave school and we'd go out into the woods. We used to go up to this hill up above the there's a river in Boston, it's called the Charles River. And we'd go up there and we'd sit there all day. We'd talk about how we wanted to change America because we hated this country so much. And I used to say to him, what do you want to be when you grow up? We were only 15. He would say, well, I'd like to be a priest and a revolutionary. This was in 1952. Nobody in those days had the guts to be a revolutionary. Those were the days of Joe McCarthy. He'd say, I want to change America. What a brave person he was. And I'd say, well, I want to be a writer. And he'd say, well, you'll be a writer someday, and I'll be a priest. Well, he isn't a priest. He killed himself. He's dead, and I lived. So did most of the kids in our class, except for one guy who died of cancer a year later. Each death gave us this sense of kind of pause. You know, when someone dies, you're grateful because you don't have to go to class. Then we went back to our regular work. College boards, sports. In college, then our graduate work, and something which was later described to me as adult life. So I'm here now, 1973, and he's dead. I think back often on those days when we were kids. It's a long time back, 20 years ago. We used to sit up there on that hill. It was grassy, with flowers, daffodils, the river down below. Charles River, same river that Thoreau used to look at. It was the only time in our whole damn lives when we ever felt that we were free. What we used to do, we'd sit there and we'd say to each other, someday when we're grown up, we'll be good people. We'll be decent. Be kind, and he'd say to me, I want to be a priest. He knew about Dorothy Day, and he'd say, I want to be like her. Do you know who she is? He'd say, someday I'm going to be a radical priest. I'm going to help poor people. And I would say, well, I'm going to be a writer. Now he's dead, and I'm gone. And I don't feel bitter so much for the evil of that school he went to. Just look back on it as a time when all of us, kids and teachers alike, for some strange reason that nobody ever told us, had been condemned to live in prison. We made a couple of jailbreaks. We'd go out there alone at lunchtime and we'd look down the river. Then we'd rush back to class. And the rest of the time, we did the work we were supposed to do. Did our college boards. Went to college. And now I'm here. 36 years old. He's gone forever. Well, all ways of dying. We can die once. We can die forever. can die in an hour when we're 15 years old, hanging from a rope within our father's house. Or we can just go on and die the quiet way as reasonable, patriotic, Republican American citizens do. Pledge the flag, buy your house, pay your mortgage, choose your friends, push those little stupid voting levers, serve in the army, kill people who aren't Anglo-Saxons. Drive fast. Not look once outside the window. The route map of your life takes you through Harlem. We live in an evil hour. A brutal man has been elected to be our president. If you do not live for struggle, you do not live at all. I struggle every day within my life to summon up the courage of Che Guevara, the power of St. Francis, the rage of Malcolm X. I wish you power, rage, and struggle. You live in an evil nation. If you are ethical men, join us. If you are ethical women, join us in our revolution. Thank you. Stop for about 15 minutes now.
We'll meet in Magnolia Foyer. Small reception. Then Amy Cohen will start playing at 10 o'clock. I think it's a time for us all to be together, so I hope you're there. Georgia? Same right there. Call me. Right in front of the dog's umbrella. Going up the glass. It's all felt. No, up further.